This is the sound of Eddie Izzard being introduced by a Labour parliamentary candidate in Lancaster. At the end of this video, which I'll post on the website thecultofnick.co.uk, you can hear someone off camera saying, whoever you're going to vote for, the rich are going to win, aren't they? And that's almost true, but not quite. Money is a metaphor for power. Power does what it wants. No matter who you vote for with our current system, it's the powerful who win every time. The monarchy, the aristocracy, the bureaucrats, the civil service, the apparatus of power, that's who wins. Not you, you're irrelevant. On the same day that Eddie Izzard made his speech in Lancaster, a Labour peer, Lord Janner, avoided prosecution for some of the most serious sexual crimes imaginable. If I belonged to a political party, dealing with that level of shame would probably put me off campaigning. But such is politics, and there they were campaigning on that exact same day. Because the two things don't go hand in hand for a lot of people. It's almost as if the political elite have decided in advance that the CSA inquiry, the Child Sexual Abuse Inquiry, an inquiry into paedophile rings operating at the highest levels of government, right, that won't be an election issue. Despite the fact it cuts right to the heart of the problem we face here in the United Kingdom. Or, if I was to be a conspiracy theorist, perhaps because of the fact that the CSA inquiry cuts right to the heart of the problem which we have here in this country. And you know what that problem is? It's that these characters, when you vote them in, they don't do as they're told. Why would that be? Well, step back and consider the fuller picture being revealed by these stories which are being reported in the papers every day and which you just need to Google in order to look into. Step back and consider the fuller picture that's being revealed. Your elected representatives appear to be just some of the most bribeable people in the United Kingdom. Now, if I were a betting man, I'd say that might have a lot to do with why they don't do as you tell them to do once they are in office. Do you understand where my logic is going here? Maybe that's an explanation as to why they follow the agendas of powerful people, which often you've never even heard of. It's not what you know, it's what you know about who you know. And mainstream media favourite Eddie Izzard's stance with his activists seems a little bit empty-handed and unrelated to these emerging new realities. Russell Brand, on the other hand, he's nailed his colours to the wall. He thinks there's no doubt there was, and perhaps still is, a paedophile ring operating at the highest levels of government in the United Kingdom. And he speaks about how incredibly dangerous for democracy that situation is, why it's important, why we mustn't look the other way, why we shouldn't pretend it's all just not happening. In fact, I'll link to that video as well, thecultofnick.co.uk. As soon as this podcast is released, I'll send you across to some of the videos where he talks about that. Now, Eddie Izzard appears to think it's still the 80s, right, and that a vote for Labour will sort it all out. But I don't think that really understands the scale of the problem, do you? Because as it is, yet more alleged victims who dared to stand up to some of the most powerful people in the United Kingdom will never get their day in court. As children, they lived in a world that didn't care, that was run by adults who seemed to do what they wanted. And now, for a while, they've believed in the concept of justice here in the United Kingdom, where people get their day in court, where justice is done and seen to be done. They believed in that for a bit. I hope they still do. But the facts contradict the situation, don't they? The facts contradict that belief now. Because what in fact has happened is they've been told, get lost, you're not important. No, no, I do not vote. I do not vote.
Thank you very much for being here. It's only 3 more weeks. And if you vote for Cat Smith, you can change things. Lancaster,
so thank you. And thank you for listening to me. What they won't vote for, the rich are going to win, aren't they?